Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
Welcome. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Miriam, former music librarian. I will be hosting the Pop Montreal Radio Residency for the entire month of September. Up next, we have a couple of interviews, and playing us in is Wayne Tennant. Stay tuned for the entire month of September, Tuesdays, 3 to 5, to hear what is going on during the Pop Montreal International Music Festival.
Shake off your misery, forget what you've been told. Don't be mistaken, it's time to show up and be bold. So channel what you've been through, tell a story that matters to you. Take a peek into your mind, let your spirit be the guide to find your way back home. You need to learn to let go. Remember you're born free from the victim mentality. Or so they can call you crazy, they can call you blind, and you could be afraid, yeah, it's alright. But push through, baby, push through, and stay true, baby, stay true. Starts creeping, take a moment, sit still if you need it to breathe and listen. But then you gotta keep it moving. Go on and flex what your mama gave ya. Ain't nobody else gonna do it your way. And trust me when you take that leap, I'm telling you it's bound to be legendary. Say people came here to see me. That's how you feel when you're walking down the street, yeah. Just reach for the stars.
sizzling yet, sizzling yet. They say I'm too hot. I'm sizzling yet, sizzling yet. Did you forgot? I'm sizzling yet, sizzling yet. Straight out the pot. I'm sizzling yet, sizzling yet. Like it or not. Temperatures rising. Better watch out, cause mama don't play. I'm coming your way.
I'm coming your way.
And we out here vibing. Cause I got the flame, the heat that you crave, and baby, you know where to find me. Yeah. Moving my hips so hard, yeah, we bout to break the new. The rhythm, we got it, we got it, we bouncing like kangaroo. And I got them sweating and dripping like they got the flu.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, you know how we do. I'm sizzling, yeah, sizzling, yeah. They say I'm too hot. I'm sizzling, yeah, sizzling, yeah. I'm from Iceland. Pull up to the party with my ladies right beside me. Tearing up the dance floor, baby, you know where to find me. Yeah. Hey. Moving my hips so hard, yeah, we bout to break the new. The rhythm, we got it, we got it, we bouncing like kangaroo. And I got them sweating and dripping like they got the flu. Baby, you know how we do. I'm sizzling, yeah, sizzling, yeah. They say I'm too hot. I'm sizzling, yeah.
First episode of the Pop Montreal Radio Residency at CKUT 90.3 FM. I am joined by Peggy and Haven, mostly Peggy though, who when she's not producing music is coordinating the symposium. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, I'm delighted to be directing a symposium for the second time in second year in a row. This year will be slightly more normal than last year, which I'm very, very happy for.
I didn't realize the pandemic was your first symposium. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
How was that?
I've been tangentially a part of the Pop Office for a long time, just due to excessive loitering in previous years. And I loitered myself into a real position during the COVID year.
Good.
So I've had a lot of experience with previous fests, and I'll say that last year was very challenging on a lot of levels, but I think that as a team, we felt really galvanized to be doing something in such an impossible time. It felt really special. And this year feels special too, especially because it's our 20th anniversary.
Oh my God, amazing. And how has that, would you say the pandemic has changed the way pop brings art to the Montreal community? Is there anything that we can still, like, look forward to that has aspects of real entertainment?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Cool.
Well, this year we'll have way more in-person shows.
That's
which
what
is
I
great.
Thought. Yeah.
Symposium will also be much more in-person than it was last year, though we will still have some virtual-only events.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the biggest change really is just the scope of the artists and speakers, that we have more emphasis on Canadians and locals. And while I love the international links that Pop Montreal is usually able to mm-hmm. create for the city, it's also a really nice opportunity to showcase really localized talent. And in a way, for 20th anniversary year, it does kind of harken back to the beginning years. So it's very romantic in a certain sense.
Yes. Is there anything either nostalgic or new that you're super looking forward to this year in particular?
On a personal nostalgic mm-hmm. level, one of my favorite pops that I played as an artist, I think it would have been 2015, I opened for Cakes Tequila.
Right.
And it was such a huge show for
That's
me
so
cool. as an artist. It felt so legitimizing. It was like the first time I got like a good time slot at Pop and mm-hmm. was like opening for a good show. And I was such a fan of Cakes, I still am. So it felt like I was really being seen by my community. So that was a really special year. And now this year, I get to bring back Cakes Tequila as a keynote speaker on the first day of Symposium. So I'm really, really happy about that. And the person who will be chatting with Cakes, Aza, is also someone that I've known for many, many years. We've done like all sorts of a cappella choirs and various ensemble singing gigs together. So yeah, it feels like a really nice moment that connects like different phases of my career to what I'm doing here at Pop.
Definitely. I'm a big fan of Cakes Tequila, and I think that that's someone who uses their platform for good and always like whether it's in New York or in Montreal, like it definitely like amplifies the representation that Pop is trying to put forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the good international acts that I'm so excited about.
Absolutely. And I think Cakes is going to be great at Simpo because he's mm-hmm. so witty. Like,
oh yeah,
when I met him, I was like, oh yeah, like, should I call you Cakes? Or like, do you have like a, like, you know, normal people
so
name?
Cool.
And he was like, yes, Rashad. It's like Richard, but more gay.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Total gay icon. Oh my gosh. So back to the symposium, throughout the year, what has your like logistic planning looked like? I imagine you've been working from home. What is crunch time versus not crunch time like?
This year was the worst year of procrastinating that I
yeah.
have ever experienced in my life. I'm
oh, yeah.
not really a procrastinator normally.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But something about just, you know, like not being in the office. I think also the relief of getting through last year was so profound, and then the city literally shut down on the last day of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just so like psychologically
wow.
strange.
That's
it was
insane.
Really hard for me to like get out of that into a new year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that I could have less crunch time now. If I had been kinder to myself months ago, and yet it's okay, and we'll all get through it.
It'll be great. I am so excited for the Pop Montreal's 20th anniversary and the Pop Symposium. Anything else you'd like to promote or mention?
I would really, really encourage everyone to just check out the entire program on the website.
Absolutely.
I have to say I'm extremely proud of my programming this year. There's going to be all sorts of interesting panels kind of envisioning the future of the music industry. Lots of great kind of sociocultural stuff. Great retrospectives over the last 20 years of the festival. So there's really something for everybody, whether you're looking for professional support in the music industry or you're just trying to discover more about the meaning of the art that you're taking in and the music that you're listening to. So little something for everybody.
Really gives us a sense of community. Thank you so much. This has been Peggy Hogan, Symposium Director. And Haven, of course. Our tech. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Miriam.
Have a great day.
Sur la plage, secoué par le vent qui nous garde en otage, mais nous aide à traverser le creux. Le froid semblait sans fin, les couleurs sur le monde on nous revient. Sais pas par où commencer, alors allonge-toi, ça va être long, je te préviens. Un plat de pas de sunshine, oh, water up to my eyes. About time for the summer eyes. You know, I know it's good. Sunshine, that's why I'm not on time. Oh, how the summer flies, but it feels so good. Blinded by the sun, it's just so good. Feeling, oh, the summer feels so good.
Salut, c'est moi. Je vais au parc Lave tantôt vers 13h. Tu viendras si ça te tente? Miss you.
Bye. J'étais censé aller à Berle, passer mes nuits à trouver la moyenne, briser ma gêne et me laisser emporter. C'est plus comme autrefois, nos vies ont changé. Et ces moments sans toi m'ont permis d'apprécier que c'est un passage, un nouveau voyage. La vitamine D qui soulage. Mon deux roues dans la ville, ma jeunesse fragile, le pollen entretissé. Sans toi, I can't compare. I wanna be close, yeah, I want girl. Ça fait longtemps, j'ai jamais voulu faire ça sans toi. I can't compare. I wanna be close, yeah, I wanna be close.
Feel me on We just listened to our first interview, Peggy Hogan, who directs the symposium. After that, we heard two tracks by Body Wash, who will be playing the festival, as well as Handsome Eli, another Montreal act that will be playing the festival. Body Wash is actually a longtime CKUT favorite. Rosie used to be the librarian here, and Handsome Eli is a sibling duo, so check out popmontreal.com if you like their music and you want to see them play. You can also drop me a line at miriam@popmontreal.com. Thank you for listening. We have two interviews coming up next.
Feeling it, pink lace on the Gucci. Ooh. Smelling good with a stank attitude. This the thirst, quench your lips on the boots. Tell me how you trying to get all the goods with no juice. Diva, puffin' sativa. Full grown, a bad bitch, a keeper. Dark skin, a savage, a reaper. This is my house, that's word to Latifah. Hit the double take, I've been great, it's still cakes. Miss problem, ain't you, you been late. No phonies, no bites, no fakes. I'ma blow a kiss to these hoes, fuck a handshake. Shorty been the truth, it's me with the scoop. I'm a real thoroughbred, tick tick with the boom. All these scallywags and drags want the loot. Recognize a dime dada when you hear one in the. I might have forgot fuck your mans, I would never fuck you. Little kid and keep a cute, the alley cat is in a room. Trade around my way for and whip me up the stoop. Now he matching up a zoom, skinny zipping in a poop. Ooh, lifesaver, hey, what's your flavor? Got a taser that cut like a razor. Just a kiss of death, a tongue you will savor. Moving so precise like they hands on Malaysia. Dripping any weather you hold, sprung from clever. It's a foot on vendetta, crumple the lever. Pick your rhyme schemes, they not mean I've been better. Close over the marshmallows and goose feathers. Want my spot, can't fill my quota. Pop my shit from off the sofa. Oh, you dick riders on my body like vultures. You did it for the clout, I did it for the culture. Get pipe, put the coolant to the plumber. Inches from an eight, that's worth the bucks gutter. Only say a bunch of bad bitch, never stutter. I don't play with little kids, little nigga, get your mother. Got no time for subs, got no time for wasting. Heard you got the virus, no time for tasting. Chillin' in my crock pot, more room for basting. We're such a bad bitch if you don't know my reputation. Tryna run a muck, tight pussy in the summer. Gotta keep it real so you never gotta wonder. Do it like Kim, jump or from a Hummer. Don't confuse me with no others cause I'm all about my numbers. Here, check, check, good God, stay wet. Your shit, eject, that's a fucking reject. We are not the same, you ain't fucking with my intellect. So your best bet is just to keep it on it. See you the dumb dada, you the dumb dada, see you the dumb dada, you the dumb dada, see you the dumb dada, you the dumb dada, see you the dumb dada, you the dumb dada.
Don Diva lips got a seizure, Don Dada spit like the ether. So naughty, teenage Lolita. Once you meet her, you will try to keep her. Don Dada spit like the ether. Don Diva lips got a seizure. Overseas, just get off the visa. Trying to freak her, you will gotta eat her.
See you the Don Dada. You the Don Dada. See you the Don Dada. You the Don Dada. See you the Don Dada. See you the Don Dada. See you the Don Dada.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Chicka, 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 yeah, chicka, chicka, yeah, chicka, chicka, yeah. Niggas claiming they the goat, but they be looking sheepish. Trying to link me at the stoop, but I don't fuck with features. Faggots is faultier than diamonds, and they choke a pieces. I'm up in Harlem, Pink Panther like it's killer season. Mathematician on the scene, fuck the intermission. These faggots still riding my ass tighter than True Religions. New decision, yeah, he cute, but he don't got the vision. I'm quick with it, slicing bitches like a circumcision. Frames is fitted, I did it, so they mimic. They questioning what's the difference, I'm spitting, and you a gimmick. I'm gigging just off a town like you popping just for a minute. You trying to get like me, unrealistic. Hosts be rocking their bodies when I be spitting. And doubters couldn't handle my come up because I'm gifted. Niggas saw me lose on the show and thought I was finished. Took an L and got back to my streamers and to my business. Admit it, I've been going for a minute. And now I'm back with the motherfucking shizzes. I let y'all rock, but it was fucking with my spirit. And now I'm back again off the bench for the scrimmage like...
Yeah, you know the name, you know the frame. Just wrapped up the shoot, killed it, murdered it. Can't wait to see if Kate can top it, but I doubt it because I'm the Don Dada herself. Thanks. See you next time.
Yeah.
For the second part of our first residency episode at CKUT 90.3 FM, Pop Montreal is hosting for the entire month of September. I'm joined by Hugo Dufour, who runs Art Pop. Hugo, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I co-run Art Pop with Brunson Smiley. I'm, in general, an arts person. What am I? I run an artist residency in the Milan, so that makes me an arts person.
Definitely does.
I was an artist before and a creator after. And I'm still a creator, I guess, because of Art Pop. And Bronson is an artist and curator too. Yeah, that's what we are.
How long have you been involved with the festival itself?
God, been a long time. Involvement, like 5 years. I started wow. I was exhibited as an artist. The year after, I was a guest curator. And then this is my fourth year as a segment head for Art Pop.
That's cool. And because this episode is about segments in particular, I just interviewed Peggy, actually. What does art pop comprehend as a whole? Is there anything that went differently because of the pandemic?
I don't know. You just said Peggy and I got happy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I'm so excited. We were talking about the symposium, obviously, her segment and how she, the way that she got involved as a festival employee as well, even though originally an artist. And yeah. There are so many cool talks to look forward to. Oh my God, the Cakes Tequila. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I was, if I can keep making you happy, what is something you're excited about?
Well, yeah. So for us, Peggy is simple too, but for us, the pandemic is for the segment, it affects the least because we're building an exhibition, where don't have a show with tickets. So, what's been nice for us, though, is that through the pandemic, pop has become more keen on broadcasting things, live feed and live. So the part of Art Pop, there's the sub-segment, it's called Pop Reads, which is the literature event. I think it's the only or one of the only bilingual literature events in Montreal.
Yeah.
And now that's broadcasted live,
so cool.
And then you can see it whenever you want for the period of the festival. You can see you can go watch it and listen to people, readers from so many different backgrounds in Montreal read their pieces. And yeah, and for Art Pop itself, what is nice is for us, we are in Studio Rialto, the last floor of the Rialto. It's an old dance studio. It's where La 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 Human Step used to be. And it's a beautiful, beautiful room with how do you call that? Windows in a boat, the round things?
Oh my gosh, I'm also francophone. my gosh. Yes.
That's the thing in bothering French, me. Like boat windows,
circular. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm gonna look this up. And every year we transform the space. I mean, over the 4 years we've been here, first we just did a gallery there, then we made put a maze there. We're about cruising. Then last year it was about drama, so we had crazy lights. And this year our exhibition is cover story. It's about secrets, investigation.
That's so cool.
Truth and conspiracy. So this year, the space now will be kind of transformed into inspired by old school newsroom, a newspaper desk with crazy amount of sheets and paper. We're going to put blinds on the window to have a film noir, light like the.
That is insanely cool.
So, I mean, the pandemic doesn't really affect that, but it allows that's the thing, people just come and you enjoy an art show and it's fairly safe and
I'm absolutely gonna be checking that out. How do you come up with the themes? I was just sorry to interrupt your train of thought, but that's a really cool theme. Do you and Bronson take a lot of time to prepare it, or?
Oh yeah, ask Peggy. We're always the earliest ready. We start way early to prep for Art Pop, and we start with just a broad, very broad theme that's going to inspire us, and then by finding artists, it narrows down through being inspired with them, and it's three of our artists are talking about this thing. And it's now we're going to make a subject out of that. And so yeah, we were just like, I mean, this year has been like, we had an exhibition that was very personal, which was the also about secret, but in a different way. We had a cruising exhibition, and it was about like queer sex in public, you know, like that. That, so now we wanted to have an exhibition that is also about secret, but about more about like what's happening in the outside world. So like we have, so that's how we started, and it, I mean, it fits with the year too, with like the rise of conspiracy theories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking that.
So we wanted artists that work with research and truth and going to show you things that are going to change the way you see the world, as opposed to the way you see yourself, you know. So we have some of our artists go from, we have a room about facilities where the nuclear bombs mm-hmm. were built for you entered that, but then that's a very like broad political one. Well, everything is political, but broad, like, I mean, global politics. But then the next room is by Code Blanc, and they are a new collective of POC artists, and what they are doing is they created a fake government agency about visibility, and they kind of reversed them. They built fake forms to like tests like for arts organizations and things like that, to check that they do they really like, are they actually racist or not? Like, do they show people? But they kind of make a play on the, well, you know how like every governmental communication is very, very cringe. And yeah, especially if you're a person of color, you mm-hmm. like the way you're always tokenized. And like, so we're having like a little, like a, yeah, waiting room kind of a bureaucratic thing, but reversed for the white organization, and it's very funny. And then you enter in the investigation room, and it's like see, all those things change the context. You have artists that work on the some facilities at McGill University that like have done very unethical experiments, and then on the other side you also have an artist who is from Iran, where civilization started, you know.
Yes,
like the
Fertile
Crescent, all the like
Mesopotamia, Phoenicia,
Mesopotamia,
all that,
and like that. So she's gonna make like an archaeological site, but with her own also identity, and how, like, you know, like there's a lot of colonialism in archaeological mm-hmm. day mm-hmm. in the region. So like just people reclaiming their identities through like more of a global
absolutely politics. Well, yeah, I mean, it's getting harder and harder to separate art from politics in this day and age. So why should you at this point? Which brings me to like pretty much my last question for you, which is like, you and Bronson, more as curators than artists, like, how do you select and choose what voices, or not what voices, what images are most important to show? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of really good art out in Montreal.
Yeah, well, the way we choose is we're a festival, so we have like mm-hmm. the luxury of showing many artists, mm-hmm. and it allows us to build, like, as curator, to build something bigger than each individual pieces, and to achieve that, each pieces need to have a different message, in like a, not necessarily a different message, but a a different subject within the same theme. So like whether you speak about colonialism and fetishism through archaeology, or you talk about mysteries in the Maritimes, you know, like that they're like when you put them side by side, it becomes a broader thing about the current climate. And that's how we choose the artist. We try to create a complete or a multifaceted portrait of what's happening. So if we get an artist, we're like, yeah.
Continue, sorry.
I also have to mention like one of the amazing performance we're going to have on a rooftop, though.
Please.
Because we're having Peter Hernandez, Susan Kite, and John Elio Reitman, who are going to do some sort of sound and art performance on the rooftop. And I know the premise of the performance.
We're recording a radio interview.
Sorry, Heaven. Oh, got a visit.
But Heaven's teching.
So the premise of the performance, there's a kite who is a First Nation artist, has been doing research on like how, you know, the language of music. It's a very, very Occidental white language, but she's been working on studying that like non-Occidental notation of music. And then it's and it's collaborating with other musician who don't necessarily know how to read it, and an interpretation. So we have like a communication with non-Occidental ways of seeing music and classically trained musician, quotes unquote. I have no idea what, like,
that is the coolest. I can tell you're improvising. Yeah, I can tell you don't know necessarily the final result, but that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. When is this gonna take place?
This is on Thursday. Would that be the 23rd? Yeah, at 6:30 on a rooftop.
Thursday 23rd, rooftop, folks. Noted in your calendar. Oh my god, that sounds awesome. I mean, I studied archaeology myself, so cool. I'm very curious to see like how art will transcend that. I mean, that's honestly all I needed to know about Art Pop. That is so helpful. Thank you so much, Hugo.
Thank you.
And you know, indirectly to Haben and Bronson, the unspoken heroes of this interview. I remembered that they were called portholes for the boat windows. So whatever. And Art Pop is happening at the same time as the festival, 22nd to the 26th. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Hugo Dufour, and before that we listened to a Cakes the Killer track called Don Dada. Up next, we have four more tracks before our interview with Adam, who coordinates Film Pop. We're going to be listening to Dijessa SB's Overtime, then Jeanette King featuring Dijessa SB, one Korea Town Acid track from Toronto, and one DJ Kilojoule track, who is awesome. Stay tuned. This is CKUT 90.3, hosted by Pop Montreal. I'm your host, Mariam.
My nigga, what you want from me? I'm about to pay out what it costs to be. I'ma have to bail out, shit's costing me. All the ways of this world seems off to me. It often seems I move through awkwardly, but everything that is found seems lost to me. And everybody and they mama trying to talk to me. I'm Reebok, all these niggas Rick Ross to me. You get the boot if you acting up. This ain't war, you don't get no cool points just for acting tough. I'm off the rail like a track as fuck. You be saying you black, but don't be acting like you black enough. But it's cool, we all ain't flame. The branches thin, that's how they make it so we all can't hang. What's love if we all feel pain? The clouds is out, I think it's time that we all feel rain.
Cause all my life I've been putting in overtime, staying up all night, all through hard times. I put it in overdrive, there ain't no stopping.
My nigga, what you scheming for? Act like this is something that you seen before. Talking like you ain't seen me in Supreme before. Never seen a box logo so clean before. Speaking for those who never dreamed before. My mind stretches about as far as any dream could go. My lady got her hands running in between the fro. Ain't nobody ever been to where I've been before. This is the pathless journey. I got a